Convicted illegal alien murderers escape his latest jailbreak to shock Pennsylvanians. By Amy Furr on September 8, 2023. Pennsylvania has endured several jail escapes in recent months, and the problems appear to be at the local level, CNN reported Friday. Last week, a convicted murderer escaped from a facility in Chester County after an inmate escaped from the same location in a similar way in May, the outlet said. The same month, two people escaped from a Philadelphia jail through a hole in a recreation yard fence. And in July, an inmate escaped from an exercise room in the Warren County Jail in the northwest part of the state, the report continued. The inmate who escaped in July, identified as Michael Brim, was found by a resident's dog and eventually captured, according to Breitbart News. The recent escapes happened at jails operated by counties on a local level, which is a different situation than a state prison, according to Don Hummer, who is an associate professor of criminal justice at Pennsylvania State University. State prisons are much more of a rigid, organizational culture in terms of how the facilities are run, he explained, adding local jails differ in each of the state's counties. The latest escape involves Danilo Cavalcante, a convicted illegal alien murderer who is still on the run after breaking out of a Chester County jail by scaling a wall and climbing a razor wire fence, according to Breitbart News. In a social media post on Saturday, Pennsylvania State Police shared a mugshot of the man authorities are searching for. Chester County Prison is technically a county jail facility, the CNN article said, noting SCI Chester, which is nearby, is a state prison. Video footage shows Cavalcante scaling the wall. Jails are operated on a county level while state or federal officials operate prisons, which hold inmates serving longer sentences. The CNN report said correctional facilities in general have been struggling with staffing problems, one reason being the difficulty of the job. According to Hummer, escapes are rare, but officials should regularly review and check to ensure there are no problems with security. He also said the current security measures have been adequate for many years and does not see a need to change them. When speaking of local facilities, he said, "I think all of them could use regular security surveys to determine weaknesses and potential areas of breach. Because when we do see someone getting out of a facility, it's usually at a local level." Breitbart News has extensively covered issues in Pennsylvania, including Philadelphia, where drugs and crime are plaguing the city's residents.